Now we pay tribute to one of the great folk anthems of the 1970s, You've Got a Friend. The song has been an inspiration to both performers and audiences since James Taylor had a massive hit with it in 1971. But it was written by Carol King and originally appeared on her album Tapestry. Soul music.
There is no greatest song because it's like the who's your favorite child, but You've Got a Friend probably has had the broadest reach of just making people feel really, really good about life and themselves and their friendships, and it's a very affirming song. When you're down and troubled, and you, I don't know if I have the voice for it, need some love and care, nothing is going right. You're asking a United States time voice to sing these high notes. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. You've got a friend. There you go. That's all you get.
I'm Nick Barraclough. I'm a singer and a guitar player as well as a broadcaster, and I follow James Taylor's career since his first album, really. Funny thing was, you know, people who knew about Carole King, you see Tapestry, suddenly this New York sophisticate, musically speaking, is laid back, really laid back. She's there in this room with cushions and cats and things, and it's all brown and organic, and her hair's, you know, frizzy. And the great thing was that other female singers at the time had their voices so treated, had heavenly choirs and strings and echo on everything. And they were tall and they were thin and they had huge hair and they were very beautiful. And here's old Carol, as I say, looking really quite frizzy, completely untreated voice, completely untreated instruments, playing with these wonderful natural sounds. It was all about being natural, and I think that was what made it such an incredibly important album, not just in terms of Carole King's career, but in terms of the way people then went on to write and record.
I first heard it too many years ago than I'd care to remember, when it first came out via Carole King on the Tapestry album. And at that time, I thought it was a fantastic piece of music then. You know, because at that time, there were lots of songs that had a sort of real message, you know, and the Beatles were hopping about, talking about all you need is love. And then people like Carole King came along, and they were the kind of songs that you sat in your room and just listened to over and over and over again, you know, on vinyl, you know, until it got worn out, really.
You've Got a Friend starts off like a lot of folky songs do, playing a G shape, so that's pretty straightforward, and then down into the minor chord. It's just a superb change. You've started on that G and you've ended up in E minor for the serious part of the song, which should be in minor chords. So you've got, and you're down, and then you're down and troubled, and you need, and you stay with the minor chords up to another minor chord, and nothing, oh, nothing is going, settle back, so nothing's going right, and then again that change, close your eyes and think of me, soon I will be there, and the other minor chord, another minor chord, and then here it comes, you just call, and that wonderful settle down onto a major seventh, which was absolutely taboo in folky circles at the beginning of the 70s. Major sevenths, that was lift music, that was muzak, that was light orchestral played major sevenths. But Carole King and James Taylor embraced major sevenths and used them to a great degree. Well, you just call out my, and you know, another one, wherever I am, I'll come running. There's that major seventh. See you again. And then, like all great songs, it builds in the end of the chorus. Winter, spring, summer, fall. All you got to do is call. And then further up, and I'll be there, yes. And then subsides. You got a friend. Beautiful. Settles back into the... And then back into it again. So it's all sculpted beautifully. The chord sequence complements those lyrics and the mood of them. So you've got minor chords when you're saying you're down, your problems, you've got it all going bad. And then the satisfying, comfortable, sunny major sevens talking about you, it's all going to be fine, I'm going to be there for you.
My name is Marcella Erskine. I first remember hearing this song when I was about 9 years old, which would have made it about 1974, 75. And I remember very clearly hearing it on the radio. And I think at the time, it had a lot of meaning to me because I was living with my father, away from my mother, and missing my mother a great deal. And for me, the song was like her reaching out to me from across the United States.
When you're down and troubled,
it was a very comforting sort of a feeling to know that she would always be there with me. And although the song refers to friendship, for me it just spoke of my mother.
To brighten up even your darkest night, you just call.
I think the song remained quite popular on the radio for a long time. So later on, probably about a year and a half to 2 years later, when I was back living with my mother, we were going on a camping trip and driving across the US into Canada for a long extended camping trip. And I remember that song coming on several times during that journey. And just feeling like, yeah, this is the one person who is really going to be there for me through no matter what happens.
And call my name out loud. Soon you'll hear me knocking at your door.
Perhaps it was just the people that I was surrounded with and the environment that I grew up in. But at the time, it really felt like people were very willing to meet each other for who they were without a lot of pretense or a lot of judgment.
Now, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend when people can be so cold? And desert you and take your soul if you let them. Oh, but don't you let them.
Which is not to say that it was all happy and glorious. And at about that same time, things like Kent State was happening in Ohio, where college students who were protesting were shot down by the National Guard. So there were also race riots going on at the time. It was not an easy time in the United States, but I think there was a sort of a mellowness amongst many people with each other that you just don't find in the same way today.
I'll be there, yes I will. You've got a friend.
My name is Estelle Williams. I'm an interfaith minister, and besides developing ceremonies for weddings and funerals and baby namings, I'm also very interested in developing separation ceremonies for people, including myself. I wanted to broach the subject of a separation ceremony with my ex-husband, ex-partner, but to be honest, I was quite nervous because, you know, I had actually worked on a couple for other people. It had been reported in the press, but at the same time, it's when it's actually down to you writing the words for you, it's pretty emotional at the best of times. So, but also, I also knew that it was something that I actually really wanted to broach with him. So, in a way, the job was made very easy for me because he was, you know, very impressed that it made the times and various things, and said, you know what, I think it'd be really good if we did one. And I went, oh, yes, that's a good idea. I think almost certainly what we're hoping to do is to do it outside by the River Thames. Both of our boys there, one is 23, not so much a boy as a man, and one is 16. We really felt that music has always been and probably will always be an important part of our lives. So why not think about including, in fact, two pieces of music, one from each of us, that we want to effectively gift to the other. Often songs, particular songs, can say things in a way and with an emotion that we can't. And therefore, that's why we wanted to choose a piece of music each that we can somehow sums up how we feel about how we want to move forward. And the piece I've chosen really does, I think, encapsulate what I think is important in terms of relationship and friendship. That piece of music is You've Got a Friend. The reason I think it's the piece of music I want to gift to my ex-partner is because it really does encapsulate everything that there is to be about a sort of positive friendship, a non-judgmental friendship, and something, it's unconditional. It talks about unconditional friendship. And what it conveys to me is, wouldn't it be just great to know that as you go through your life, that regardless of what's happened in your life before with this person, because you've shared so much and you've done so much together, and it talks about how people can be so cold, they'll hurt you and desert you, and they'll take your soul if you let them, you know, but don't let them. And that sounds terribly depressive and, you know, what a nasty world we live in. But, you know, actually sometimes when you're really, really down, you can feel, you know, I think you can feel like that. And it's, I think that's such a powerful kind of imagery that, you know, in that situation, you know, you've got someone there that's there for you. And the thing about this song is it's someone saying to someone else, you know, not only have you got a friend, but you know what, whatever happens, you can trust, you can really trust when push comes to shove, I'm going to be there for you.
Hi, I'm Jackie Terrison. I'm a pianist. I grew up in France. I've been based in New York City now for 18 years. So first you have to understand that I strictly come from a classical and jazz background. And one day in the late 90s, or maybe already in the 2000s, I heard the song, You've Got a Friend. And before that, to tell you the truth, I didn't know anything about James Taylor or about the composer of the song, You've Got a Friend. And so I start talking to people. I think a friend let me hear it once, and I was like, wow, that's kind of pretty, you know, that's really touching, you know. And I started telling friends, hey, jazz musicians and stuff, you've heard about this melody? And they're like, you know, Jackie, where have you been? You know, everybody's known it for like 20 years or more. So then I listened to it a bunch of times. And basically, the story I thought was very, very beautiful, very touching. I listened to the lyrics, and I thought it was a very sad story. Even though from the narrator's point of view, it's really a message of hope, and I'm going to help you whatever what happens, and I'm here for you. There's also the other side where you sense someone who's very lonely, you know, the other person. And so I took it from this approach, so I'm instead of starting in major, you know, I decided to just go dark with it, you know, and it starts like something very, very moody, very dark, and very lonely, you know. So that's the way I heard the song, and I went from there. And that's where I start the top of the song. When you hear the song over and over and over, and to tell you the truth, it was a point in my life where things were a little shaky. So you get involved, you know, this song just took over me for a few months. Then I decided to record it. I could just picture myself being one of the two characters. I won't tell you which one, but easily, you know. And there you go. So every time you play it, you feel like you're there. I mean, you committed to the story, I just felt 100% in the story. People sometimes are surprised, you know, because I'm more of a jazz dude. So they're like, hey, why are you doing these songs? And I'm like, because I love it, you know, because it touched me, because I feel like this is something I want to share with you, saying this, telling this story my way, you know.
When I hear it now, it almost makes me want to cry, because it's such a sweet and moving song, and it's also exactly the kind of person that I would want to be. You know, I can identify with the singer of that song almost more than I can identify with whomever they're being sung to, that I would like to be the kind of friend who could be there for someone whenever they needed me. And who of us hasn't been through difficult times in our life when we just really needed to know that somebody was there for us who would help take care of us and really love us?
I'm Karen Garner. I teach at Shirley One Primary School in Southampton. I think there's a long tradition of teachers playing songs to children that we think have got messages that the children can learn from. I really do think it must have stayed in my memory from my own childhood, because immediately when I thought of doing an assembly on friendship, that was the song that came to mind.
I like it because it's got like kind of good advice in the lyrics to help you with if you've got a problem with your friends or something like that. It helps.
And when you're feeling down, you sing it
and it makes you feel up, feel like all better. It's just me, you got a friend, you know. You can count on people and you don't need to
be always upset.
Made me feel like I had loads of friends and made me, if I was depressed, I'd play it and then I would think of all my friends.
Watching them come out of assembly and these little children singing and dancing along, and then when year six got round the microphone and sang as well, you know, the song does mean something to them, definitely. It does stay with you because it's, you know, you can draw on it at any time.
The music of Carole King and of James Taylor, both this song and beyond this song, mean hanging out in your blue jeans. They mean letting your hair down and being yourself and being okay in yourself. And they mean things like walking down a country road and the way you want to be in a sort of a very free, open way with other people.
And the 70s is when Tapestry came out. And that was a marvelous experience recording that. Because at the same time, James Taylor was recording Sweet Baby James. And we had just become friends. We had met in 67, I think, but it was 1970 when we started playing together, and it was magical and wonderful. So he and some of his band members would come over and play on my album, and then I and some of my band members, who overlapped his, went and played on his album, and it was kind of Sweet Baby James was the album of the time, and Tapestry, to me it felt like we were just recording one massive album.
Carole King and I met through Danny Kortchmar. He was working with her on the West Coast when I came back from England. Well, you know, she played with me on my first album and on my second album, and we played this job at the Troubadour together and in Los Angeles. She started by opening the show, and then she would play a little bit in my set. She was performing You Got a Friend in that gig, and I was recording my second record, and she offered me the song. You know, I told her that I loved the song. I thought it was a great piece, and she herself was going to be recording it, you know, not 6 months later. So it was a great, generous thing for her to offer the song, and it worked well for me.
His version of the story is that it was a gift. My version of the story is I don't remember him asking me. He did. He says he did, and I said yes, and he was thrilled. I don't remember that. I'm sure it's true, but my first recollection of that was when Peter Asher, who was his manager then and his producer, I was at a session recording for James, playing on something else, and he says, "Carole, I've got something I'd like you to listen to," and over the speakers comes James's recording of You've Got a Friend. And it was a very emotional moment for me. It was beautiful. And, you know, everybody else has heard it and loved it.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand and nothing, oh, nothing is going.
I got as much pleasure out of it being for James.
Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name.
You've Got a Friend. It was a song that came along on Mudslide Slim, Blue Horizon, James Taylor's second successful album. The first album that he made in London didn't come to much. Sweet Baby James, the one he made back in the States, did very well. And then Mudslide Slim was just wonderful because he's a terrific guitarist, and that's what appealed to me first. It was a bit country, very bluesy, but he used chords like other guitarists, other singer-songwriters, the sort of Tom Paxton generation never did. They were never as sophisticated as this. Then, of course, when I heard there was a Carole King song, it made sense. Someone who'd cut her teeth in New York's Brill Building, writing pop songs in the 50s and early 60s. Real teeny bopper bubblegum stuff, like The Locomotion. But also a seriously good piano player and musician. And brought all that New York sophistication to Los Angeles, where she sort of kicked back and wrote these confessional inner songs.
And call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know.
The sentiment of the song appeals on every level to anybody, regardless of the situation they're in. I was never a great lyrics person, but very often I'd learn a song, play it, sometimes for years, and someone say, you know what that song's about, don't you? And I'd say, actually, no, I don't. I just like the sound of it. With You've Got a Friend, you know what it's about straight away, and you get it, and everybody identifies with that.
You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, see you again. Oh, babe, don't you know about me? Winter, spring, summer, or fall. Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you got a friend? Oh yeah, yeah, you got a friend.
Soul Music was produced in Birmingham by Terry Carter and Rosie Bolton. The final programme in this series will be about Richard Strauss's four last songs, and you can hear that at the same time next week.